dancing in the courts of the king. No one understood that the agenda of that dancing was to cut off the head of John the Baptist. You pray this prayer with boiling anger. Every power asking for my head in a charger. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. The one asking for my head in a charger. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every evil star that followed my father's house, I am not your candidate. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then we pray. Say, this year,
Lord, do ye,
I shall have no covenant with sorrow. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare that no covenant with sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for another wonderful time before you. And we praise your name for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the transforming power, the changing power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the benefits of the sacrifice made at Calvary. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, minister to us. Meet us at the point of our needs. Change our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy the life of some persons. This year is 2007. 7 is a sign of completion and rest and fulfillment. Look at somebody straight in there. Say, my friend, those who laughed at you before, shall come to laugh with you. In the name of Jesus. Say it to 7 persons. In the name of Jesus. shall grow in wisdom.
Oh, dapa, nino ogbon.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Seven persons.
Eni meji.
And in the light of what the devil is doing in the home and doing against the home, More than at any other time, we need serious prayer, serious underline 7 times.
Nítorí iṣẹ́ láàbí Jésù ń ṣe lóde òní tó pọ̀ jọjọ, a nílò àdúrà gidi ní ìlọ́po méje.
The house is not the home.
Ilé tá a kọ́ kalẹ̀ kìí ṣòwò gangan nìdílé.
Because there can be a house without a home.
Nítorí a lè kọ́lé kalẹ̀ kó sì má sí ìdílé.
We have a lot of big houses but no home.
A ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ilé jọ̀ràn-jọ̀ràn ṣùgbọ́n tí ò sí ìdílé nínú wọn.
The real home is built by a man and a woman join the marriage and their children.
Ojúlówó ilé gangan òun la gbé kalẹ̀ nígbà tọ́kọ tàbí aya bá dára papọ̀ tí wọ́n bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bímọ.
The home is really the foundation of a strong nation good.
Ilé tàbí ìdílé òun ní ìpìlẹ̀ láàmọ́ orílẹ̀-èdè tó lágbára ká.
This is the more the reason why the devil delights in attacking it.
Ìdílé gan tí èṣù ṣe nífẹ̀ẹ́ láti máa gbógun tì í lóòrèkóòrè.
The devil knows that if he can successfully penetrate, infiltrate and destroy the home, the nation is doomed completely.
Èṣù mọ̀ pé tó bá lè wọlé sínú àwọn ìdílé tóun sì lọrùn sínú àwọn ìdílé gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè pátápátá ó ti dàrú.
The devil knows that one very well.
Èṣù mọ ilé dáadáa.
The devil knows that the home is the foundation of civilization.
Èṣù mọ wípé àwọn ìdílé òun ní ìpìlẹ̀ ọ̀làjú.
And that if things go on there well, things will go on right anywhere.
Àti pé tí nǹkan bá lọ yùgbàyùgbà nínú àwọn ìdílé nǹkan ó lọ yùgbàyùgbà ní àwọn àgbègbè tó kù.
The naked truth.
Òtítọ́ tó kòrò.
Which any honest man of God will tell you.
Èyí tó jẹ́ pé òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run tó bá jó lóòótọ́ yóò sọ fún ọ.
Is that the devil has achieved a great success in his agenda of home destruction.
Òní wípé èṣù ó ti ní àṣeyọrí níláńlá nínú bíba àwọn ìdílé jẹ́.
We who are involved in the ministry of solution evangelism, prayer, deliverance, counseling, we hear and see so many terrible things.
Àwa tó jẹ́ pé à ń kópa nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ìjíhìnrere, àdúrà àti ìtúsílẹ̀, a máa ń gbọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan nípa ìgbaninímọ̀ràn.
Why should a marriage after 30 years, 40 years now go to court and say, I want divorce?
Èyí ti ṣe tó ṣe jẹ́ wípé ìgbéyàwó lẹ́yìn ogún ọdún, ọgbọ̀n ọdún, ogójì ọdún, wọ́n wá lọ sílé ẹjọ́, wọ́n sọ pé àwọn fẹ́ fura àwọn ká.
It's like what I told you here some time ago.
Ó dàbí ohun tí mo sọ fún yín nígbà kan rí ni.
When a man of 75 took his wife, a 70-year-old woman, to court, he was seeking for divorce.
Nígbà tí ọkùnrin tó jẹ́ ẹni ọdún 85, ó gbéyàwó rẹ̀ ẹni 70 tó gbé lọ sílé ẹjọ́ tó ní pé kí wọ́n fún ìgbéyàwó àwọn níyà.
And the judge said, ah, but how long have you been married?
Onídàájọ́ wá béèrè lọ́wọ́ wọn pé ó ti pẹ́ tó dẹ̀ ti fẹ́ra yín.
Man said, 40 years.
Ọkùnrin náà wípé ogójì ọdún ni.
Why do you want to dissolve it now?
Kí ló fẹ́ ṣe fẹ́ tú gbéyàwó àwọn ká báyìí?
The old man said, dissolve it.
Bàbá arúgbó sọ pé ẹ tú ká.
Why?
Because
a 21-year-old girl.
Nítorí ọmọbìnrin ọdún 21,
younger than their last daughter.
Èyí tó kéré sí àbígbẹ̀yìn wọn.
Has captured the man.
Ó ti mú bàbá ẹ̀.
Wà.
Èyí ti ṣe.
The other time, a parent dragged a couple to you.
Nígbà kan rí àwọn òbí kan, wọ́n gbé àwọn lọ́kọláya kan tọ̀ mí wá.
5 years of marriage.
Ìgbéyàwó ọlọ́dún márùn-ún.
No sex one day.
Wọn ò tí ì jọ ní àṣepọ̀ láàrin lọ́kọláya lọ́jọ́ kan rí.
And I asked the lady, what happened?
Wọ́n béèrè lọ́wọ́ ọmọbìnrin ọ̀hún pé kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀.
Said, right from the day of the wedding, immediately they enter the man the house, the man will wear 3 or 4 trousers and will face the wall.
Ó ní látọjọ́ táwọn ti ṣègbéyàwó, ọkọ yìí yóò wọ ṣòkòtò mẹ́ta. Yóò sì kọjú sórí gírí nígbà táwọn bá fẹ́ sùn.
And he went on for 5 years.
Ó sì ń ṣe nǹkan ìfọ ọdún márùn-ún.
She couldn't go back home to tell her parents because her parents told her not to marry the man.
Kò lè padà lọ létọ àwọn òbí rẹ̀ lọ nítorí pé àwọn òbí rẹ̀ sọ fún pé kò má fẹ ọkọ ọ̀hún.
And I turned to the man.
Wọ́n á kọjú sọkùnrin.
What's happening?
Wọ́n á sọ pé kí ló ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
Oh, he said she misbehaved, so I'm disciplining her.
Wọ́n á sọ pé ó sì wà wù nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀ kò fẹ́ jẹ́ níyà.
That is a brazen and strong attack against the home now.
Ogun ńlá tó sì.
and even keep quiet and we don't take some aggressive actions, we're looking for serious trouble. When 201 witches gathered themselves in South Africa and they were praying against Christian marriages, people did not take them seriously. They were not serious with the prayers.
Oh, copy
until marriages of Christians began to break and break and break in that place. Then they gathered and started praying. These days, more than at any other time, since I got born again, I've seen the worst domestic violence I've ever seen. Plenty of wife bashing and beating, including pastors bashing their wife to nonsense. There was even a pastor who, when he wanted to beat his wife, went to a corner and said, "Father Lord." I just need forgiveness for 5 minutes. So that I can pan a beat this woman. Domestic violence. And even the other way around too. Wife beating up the husband. A friend of mine said a couple were on honeymoon. Not again Christian. The man is a pastor, the woman too is deaconess or something like that. He gave them a room in his flat for their honeymoon. So at night, his small boy was knocking. "Daddy, daddy, the couple that they're fighting. Daddy, come out." So he said he came out. I was hearing, "Hey, don't kill me. Don't kill me. The woman was shouting, "Don't kill me, don't kill me." So the man of God was knocking the door. "Open, open." He did not open the door. So he jumping through the window. He almost collapsed. When he got there, it was a woman sitting on the man, bashing him. I was saying, "Don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me." So it's both ways. More than at any other time, we see believers, Bible carrying believers who claim to be born again, sanctified, spirit filled, falling flat into the sin of adultery. And we have quite a lot of people with hidden wives all over the place. Unbelievable unfaithfulness to their marriage vow. It's happening
now.
If we just look at them ordinarily, apart from the divorce rate that's skyrocketing, then we're looking for trouble. If you're in this service, this one I say, "But I'm not married," you better listen very well. Listen very well to what we're saying this morning. That means you still have an opportunity to lay a good foundation. It is better for people to laugh at you for not getting married on time than for you to be unable to laugh because you are married. And I tell you something, beloved, this is also becoming rampant now. If a child of God marries a child of the devil, that child of God is sure to have serious problem with his father-in-law, who is the devil. And marriage will either make you or mar your life unless you know what to do.
And
we used to say that the principle is purpose before partner. We used to say that the worst thing after hellfire is a bad home, a bad marriage. So the person you marry will decide whether you will be great or whether you will not be great. The success of your life starts from your marriage. We need to pray a prayer of deliverance on the home. We need to cry to the heavens, oh God, deliver our home. In addition, the devil is wasting children, and just wasting children, and you can see a lot of wasted lives, wasted youth outside. Unfortunately, some pastors are not helping this matter. Sometimes when these parents call their children and say, you have to live a holy life, read the Bible, say, no, 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 there is that pastor on television, look at the way he's dressing us, what I want to follow, so don't talk to me about holiness. We need to cry that the Lord should deliver our home. Why? Because the peace of the home is the peace of the nation. Peace, when the home is delivered, there will be progress and liberation in the church. When there is Christ, having Christ in the home is the secret of national peace, church peace, and progress and well-being. A delivered home will be a testimony, will be a blessing to the community. A delivered home will be a terror to the devil and a crucible for revival. And God's glory shines in delivered homes. Can you say, oh God, arise!
Oh Lord, dide!
And deliver our homes.
O tu ile wa sile.
Even in Christendom,
God, ni awujo Christianity,
the church cannot grow without a Christian, without Christian homes.
Ijo o le dagba ti o ba si idile onigbagbo.
That Christendom is the backbone of the church, backbone of the nation, and the salt of civilization. The Christendom is where God first of all begins to display his power on earth. The joy of that home is the joy of your life. The peace of that home is the peace of your life. This is why the devil has converted Christendom to a great battleground. More than at any other time, beloved, we need the power of God in our marriage. We need the power of deliverance to be made bear on our marriages and homes. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, I read from verse
18.
Genesis chapter 2, verse
18.
God has done a lot of creative things. When it passed through the quality control laboratory of the Almighty, the verdict was that they were all very good. All of a sudden, in verse 18 of Genesis chapter 2, The Bible identifies something that is not good. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature that was in him
thereof.
And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field.
Adam was his son,
but for Adam,
for Adamu,
there was not found a help meet for him. All the creatures were fighting before Adam. And Adam began to give them names. The cow came. Mm.
Mm.
So you are a cow. Awesome. The dog came.
Go.
You are a dog.
I'm
backing. Get away.
Malo.
The snake came.
Hey, you know what?
Meandering.
The
serpent. Get away.
Malo.
After this identification and the naming, the identification and naming parade, the Bible says God could not find a helpmeet for Adam amongst those animals. Adam did not see a suitable helper in the dog, the snake, and the cow. All those young people that are here that are not married yet, on a daily basis, you see different people passing before you. You may find a dog in a Mercedes Benz. I say, hey, I want to marry this
dog.
When you marry the dog, to bite you to death. Sister, you may say a serpent in a three-piece suit. Tell them, pass on. I love you. I love you. And you get bitten by the snake. This is what has happened now. A lot of people, they just wake up one morning and say, I love you, and that's it. It's like something my wife was saying at the convention.
That
to marry a person because of beauty is to buy a house because of paint. Let's see how Adam got his wife. Verse 21. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up the rib. And closed the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had made, taken from the man, made it a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, shall be called woman. Because she was taken out of man. Notice that Adam had no choice in this matter. God put him to sleep and made the person and brought it to him. No home can survive without the power of this God. But where the problem starts sometimes is that we have a wrong concept about marriage, completely wrong concept. And wherever you have a wrong concept, you go into what the white man calls misconception.
Nigba ku gba temi yan ba si ni ero ti o to a o wo inu ohun
house, go to the restaurants and bookatures. Plenty of them around here now who are not interested in the service. They just want to sell of puff and buns, so everybody who closes from the service. Plenty of them. Why do you want to marry the house somebody?
See,
I need a man who will take very good care of me. There are some fathers who look after their daughters better than the husband. So that is why you want to marry. You marry for the wrong reason. But why do you want to marry? You want some people. I want children. Plenty of children. Wrong conception. And then trouble begins. I know a brother. 3 weeks for his wedding, he stopped washing his clothes.
Was
just storing his underwear, his trousers, his shirts in one corner. I said, bro, you're not washing your clothes. Since his time is coming to wash them. So the man is looking for a dry cleaner, a wash man. I want you to understand this. When you get married as a Christian, you are a couple on assignment. And you must not fail in that assignment.
Oh, see, God of
the first ministry in the Bible is not the ministry of the church, it's the ministry of marriage. That's why it is strange when people are multiplying wives. To take care of one wife properly, you need special anointing. When you now gather them together, you have plenty of them, then there is something wrong. It's very strange. There is an agenda of the enemy to destroy marriage. If, as I'm on the pulpit there now, I take a cane, or I tie up my fists, and I begin to beat myself, what will you call me? Madman. So when a man is beating up the wife, you are beating yourself.
So
you are a mad man. Because the Bible says two shall become one. And you say, but I don't like the woman. The woman is like a mosquito. She's always buzzing, buzzing, buzzing around. Make room for the mosquito. I don't like these in-laws. They are like scorpions. Make room for the scorpions. The devil is in a rage against the woman. Can you raise up your right hand again?
Oh God, Allah! Allah will deliver our homes. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. What are some of the methods that the enemy uses to attack the home? Misunderstanding,
I saw your
deceit,
etonje,
unfaithfulness,
I saw
spirit of fighting,
emija,
quarreling,
awo,
hatred,
ikolira,
bitterness,
ikolo.
These are some of the methods.
Àwọn ọ̀nà wọ̀nyí làwọn ọ̀nà náà.
Extended family.
Àwọn ìbátan.
Poverty.
Òṣì.
Joblessness.
Àìníṣẹ́ tàbí àìníṣẹ́ ṣe.
Lack of progress.
Àìní ìtẹ̀síwájú.
Some people notice.
Àwọn kan wọ́n ṣe àkíyèsí.
Immediately they get married, everything just turn upside down.
Ní kété tó ń ṣe ìgbéyàwó gbogbo ọkọ̀ ọkọ̀ yíwọ́.
The truth meaning is that you have a battle to fight.
Òtítọ́ ọbẹ̀ ni wípé ẹ ló kó láti jà.
Don't say when I married you everything went upside down. No, you have a battle to fight.
Wọ́n sọ pé nígbà tí mo fẹ́ ọ ní gbogbo nǹkan yíwọ́ ológun tó gbọ́dọ̀ jà.
The devil uses sin.
Èso a máa lo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
Wickedness.
Ìwà ìkà.
Ungodliness.
Àìwà bí Ọlọ́run.
To attack the home.
Láti gbógun ti àwọn ìdílé.
The devil uses premature death.
Èso a máa lo ikú àìtọ́jọ́.
Of partner of children to attack the home.
Lórí ẹni kejì bá àṣàyà ìbá àṣọkọ tàbí àwọn ọmọ láti gbógun ti àwọn ìdílé.
The devil uses ungodly counseling.
Èso a máa lo àwọn ìmọ̀ràn tí ò wà bí Ọlọ́run.
Evil advice.
Àwọn ìmọ̀ràn búburú.
To attack the home.
Láti gbógun ti àwọn ìdílé.
The devil sometimes infiltrates into the home by possessing children or a party in the home.
Èṣù a máa wọnú àwọn ìdílé nígbà mìíràn nígbà fífa àwọn ọmọ sínú ẹgbẹ́ òkùnkùn tàbí kó máa ní ipa kan nínú àwọn ìdílé ọ̀hún.
The other time a medical doctor and the wife they brought their three children for deliverance.
Nígbà kan rí dókítà òyìnbó kan òun àtaya rẹ̀ wọ́n mú àwọn ọmọ wọn wá fún ìtúsílẹ̀.
With tears they were telling me stories of woe.
Pẹ̀lú omijé ni wọ́n fi ń sọ ìtàn ìgbé fún mi.
Said he has taken the children to almost 10 places for deliverance.
Wọ́n ní ó fẹ́rẹ̀ jẹ́ ibi mẹ́wàá ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ làwọn ti mú àwọn ọmọ wọ̀nyí lọ fún ìtúsílẹ̀.
The last place he took them to.
Ibi tó sì kẹ́yìn tó ń mú wọn lọ.
When they got home.
Gbà kan délé.
The girl knelt down.
Ọmọbìnrin kúnlẹ̀.
The two boys prostrated.
Àwọn ọmọkùnrin méjèèjì wọ́n dọ̀bálẹ̀.
They said, "Daddy."
Wọ́n ní bàbá.
Thank you so very much for what you took us today.
Ẹ ṣe gidigidi fún mi tẹ mú wa lọ lónìí.
Because in that place.
Torí bí tá a lọ yìí.
We were able to double our power.
A lè mú kágbára wa kó pọ̀ sí.
They wrecked the man, all the vehicles gone, everything is upside down.
Ọba tọkùnrin jẹ́ gbogbo iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ gbogbo òpàgídé.
The devil attacks the home through sickness.
Èso a máa gbógun ti àwọn ìdílé nípa àìsàn.
Disease.
Àwọn àmójì.
The devil attacks the home through casting of spells and curses.
Èso a máa gbógun ti àwọn ìdílé nípa èpè àti ègún.
The devil attacks the home sometimes through fruit of the womb.
Nígbà mìíràn, èso a máa gbógun ti àwọn ìdílé nípasẹ̀ ọmọ bíbí.
The devil attacks the home through infiltration by strange women.
Èṣù nígbà mìíràn a máa gbógun ti àwọn ìdílé nípa mímú obìnrin àjòjì wọnú ìdílé ọ̀hún.
The idea is to break the home down.
Èrò rẹ̀ tàbí èròngbà rẹ̀ òun ni láti mú kí ilé ọ̀hún kó dẹnu
arin. This is why plenty of marriages, plenty of homes need deliverance.
Ìdílé tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbéyàwó ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdílé nílò ìtúsílẹ̀.
The message this morning is both curative and preventive.
Ìwàásù òwúrọ̀ yìí. Ìwàásù tó ń tán ṣòro ni ìwàásù tó sì ń dáàbò bò ni.
If you are not married, you should even pray more than those who are married.
Bó o bá tí ì lọ́kọ tàbí láyà gbàdúrà, ó dà ju àwọn tó ti ṣègbéyàwó lọ.
When communication has broken down in the home.
Nígbà tí ìsọ̀rọ̀ yẹra ẹni tó bá ti mú kí ìdílé ó forí ṣánpọ́.
The home now needs deliverance.
Ilé ọ̀hún ó nílò ìtúsílẹ̀.
When the husband and wife will come to church.
Nígbà tí ọkọ àtaya bá wá sílé ìjọsìn.
They don't sit together.
Ọ̀ ìjọ jókòó papọ̀.
Man is walking on one side of the street, woman is walking on the other side of the street.
Ọkọ rìn lópòpónà tó yàtọ̀, ìyàwó náà rìn lópòpónà mìíràn.
The home needs deliverance.
Ilé ọ̀hún ó nílò ìtúsílẹ̀.
When this family no longer pray together.
Nígbà tí àwọn ìdílé yìí bá gbàdúrà papọ̀ mọ́.
They need deliverance.
Ó nílò ìtúsílẹ̀.
A home of marriage where the in-laws have already taken over.
Ìdílé tàbí ìgbéyàwó tó jẹ́ pé àwọn àna wọn ti gbàkóso ìdílé ọ̀hún.
Needs deliverance.
Wọ́n nílò ìtúsílẹ̀.
Marriages that has is retained by money.
Àwọn ìgbéyàwó tó jẹ́ wípé orí owó ló dálé.
Needs deliverance.
Nílò ìtúsílẹ̀.
Marriages where there is almost habitual unhappiness.
Àwọn ìgbéyàwó tó jẹ́ wípé inú wọn yìí dùn kọ kìí láyọ̀ nígbà gbogbo.
No interest in others' welfare.
Wọn ò nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí dídára ara wọn.
Lack of confidence.
Àìní ìgboyà.
Deliverance is needed.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ la nílò.
When the marriage where there is mutual aggression, they are always fighting themselves.
Ìgbéyàwó tó jẹ́ wípé ìgbà gbogbo náà máa ń gbẹ̀ṣẹ́ tó máa ń bára wọn jà.
Need deliverance.
Sile.
The neglected marriage.
Igbeyawo ta ti shati.
No time for each other. His first crumbling, this deliverance.
Oh, for this shop on
the marriage of actors and actresses.
And
both partners are pretending as if things are right, but there is private fighting, cursing, and quarreling predominates in that marriage. The marriage of abusive husband and stubborn wife, they need deliverance. The marriage of, well, my husband has a girlfriend, so me, I will go and get a boyfriend. It is deliverance. Any marriage that is contracted, but before that marriage, they were having sex before that marriage, you were living in fornication, you need deliverance now because you've laid a very bad foundation. When you're already married to a satanic agent, then you need serious deliverance. That person needs, you need to pray some serious deliverance first on that home. If the reason you are married to a person is because of accidental pregnancy, you need plenty of prayer. The foundation is wrong. If you are into a marriage now, no dowry, no engagement, nothing, you just moved into the house, you don't have a husband, you are a stony wife. And if you are a Christian, your marriage as a Christian is not complete until a man of God stands there to bless. A man of God stands in the position of a priest and blesses the marriage. That's your engagement diary you have done. It does not complete your marriage as a child of God. You need somebody to stand as God and bless you. If you didn't do that one, then you are not married yet. As a Christian, if you are a non-believer, oh, of course, non-believer can do anything they want to do. The kind of marriages they do abroad now, in order to collect resident documents, this deliverance is not marriage. The foundation is wrong. A marriage that was done, and the day they were bringing to your husband's house, they were pouring some water on your leg. You don't know where the water is coming from. It needs deliverance. When you marry, you marry generations. And a family tree on both sides. Meaning the marriage has brought together bondages from two sides. And when you got married, everything just went haywire. Deliverance is needed. Because what you've done, you've joined two bondages together into one marriage. So the part will increase, obviously. Any marriage where they've done constant abortion needs deliverance. Any marriage that is forced, they forced you into it, deliverance is needed. A lot of people need to pray some serious prayers to block the holes that the enemy has used to enter into the home. What do we do today? This is why we're here, to pray. first thing to do is to ensure that you are born again.
Ohun akoko o ni pe ko ri daju pe o ti da tobi.
He said, what does that mean?
Oniya,
yes, plenty of people who come to church who are not born again.
Be do opolopo eniyan lo wa nile ijosin ti o ti da tobi.
If you are born again, there are things you cannot do.
To ba ti da tobi awon kankan wa to o ti se.
I shared with you here before.
Mo ba so ni ri.
I went to greet a couple in those days when I had plenty of time.
Mo lo ki awon loko laya nigba kan ri nigba ti mo laaye.
Oh, the woman was so happy to see me.
Obirin inu edun jojo lati ri mi.
I said, Dr. La, welcome. Ah.
O ni a dokita e kaabo e kaabo.
What a privilege to have you here.
Ah, fani la la ni la.
What do you want to drink? What do you want to drink?
Kile be mu.
But I noticed that the woman talking to me, the whole of her hair and face was wet.
Sugbon mo ni bobirin to n ba mi soro yi. Atoju e ati ru e atori e omi wa be.
Instead of her to say, man of God.
Eji o so pe akoji si Olorun.
Help me.
Ran mi lowo.
This man has just flushed my head in the toilet.
Oko yi se lo domi le mi lori bi igbe.
The man held her neck.
Oko yi ti orun e
push her head into the toilet bowl.
Otori e sinu awo igbo
se. That your bad head I brought bad luck to this house. I'm going to flush it out. And he flushed the thing.
O si ri ba ori buruku to pe wole to n fa ohun buburu sinu ile mo we o si tori e sinu awo igbo se.
That was why her hair and face was wet.
Idi ni e to fi se wa loju e to fi se wa ninu e.
When they were smiling. The privilege to have you here. The man is not born. Man is not born. The second thing to do is to acknowledge all known sins. Maybe you are here now, you're a wicked husband or you're a wicked wife. You need to confess all those known sins. Because if you don't, it will give room to the enemy to keep attacking you. Number three, you need to engage in a sincere heart cry for deliverance. Four, you need to pray foundational deliverance prayers for your marriage if you didn't start it well. Once you are married, you are already married. God, God, we just have to pray that God will help you.
But
if you are not married yet, of course, unfortunately, you can still pray. I want you to understand where you are going. So that confusion will not reign in anybody's life.
A
lot of brothers are confused. You can lay a proper foundation now. As a pastor in this ministry,
I
was sitting on my own. And he brought this woman. And said, this is the will of God for my life. I said, I see. How are you? Lady greeted me. So where did you school? Mention one top school in England.
Said,
I have a master's in law. Pastor, where did you school? Just mention one downtown secondary school somewhere that I don't even remember the name. So you want to marry this woman?
Mother,
yeah, for it.
Sir,
yes, sir. Okay. And as far as I'm concerned, if you present someone and say, God said I should marry the person, when you have said God said, go ahead. But if God did not say, you get into trouble later. The only time I will talk is when I say that you want to enter into lions then and you will not come out. And all I will say is I go and pray again. Anyway, after some time, this lady came back to me.
I
said, Joe, I'm going to sue one of your pastors for defamation of character. So what did he do?
Mo ni ki lo se?
So he called me a witch.
O lo pe mi laje.
So I brought the pastor. Pastor, did you call her a witch? But you came and said, this is your wife. Why is she not a witch? Pastor could not talk. So I'm going to sue him for defamation of character. I turned to Pastor. Pastor, what is the meaning of defamation of character? No, this is the truth.
Kini tumo iro oyibo to bi ri so po si wa wo.
He didn't know.
Komo tumo.
Sa se no don su, you don't do that.
O ba ni a ma se be, ma se be.
Let you how do it.
Ola shanto. Ala mi ta ma se be.
Only condition under which I will not do it.
Iji kon soso ti won o fi ni se be.
If you pray for me and I find somebody else to marry.
Oni pe to te ba gbadura fun mi tin ba roko mi.
As okay, fine.
Ba lo ja.
We started praying. She married somebody else. We need to clear all this confusion that is so rampant these days. If it's on the basis of marriage, you begin to hear God the way you are hearing my voice now, it is worth it. And those of you who come and say, I dreamt. You will not marry a person in the dream. You are going to marry somebody physically. Make Christ the Lord of your home. And let your family altar be on fire. This morning. When prayers to pray. Both preventive and corrective. If you ever pray any prayer aggressively. This is the prayer to pray more aggressively than any other prayer.
If
you pray this kind of prayers, your voice goes away and Jesus becomes the Lord of your home. You have done a great thing for your life this morning. One man of God has said there is nothing like delinquent children. What we have are delinquent parents. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. In case you are even here with your wife. And you quarreled and quarreled till you got here. You are still quarreling now. If you don't want to be a child of perdition, you better talk to her now and settle it before we start praying.
Oh, my friend,
settle it now before we go to this kind of prayers. And decide that you won't allow the enemy space to operate anymore. If he or she is not here, set it when you get
home.
Or if you are this service, they are saying, I wish my husband was here to hear this. I wish my wife, it's you that you should hear first. All eyes closed. Every power! Assigned against the joy of my home.
He won your desire, delay.
Is that the loudest you can shout? In the name of Jesus. There is somebody who needs to pray this prayer with
body and heart.
And somebody needs to declare this.
Loud
and clear.
Loud and
clear. In Jesus' name. The strange things those doctors have been saying to you, which is affecting your marriage. This is a morning if you pray hard that they cannot be
cancelled.
Because it's an attack against your home. Can you shout this again loud and clear? Every curse. Issued against my family.
You want to only
delay me. Pray! God. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my Jesus.
Break it.
Follow.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
In my body, baby, mom. Asunder.
You are
wọn láti tú ilé mi ká.
Tá!
Ẹ bá dòkú.
Bó sakata
na kala bó sọ́tò na bá kata ya bá.
Bá na kata na
kala bó sapa. Bó ṣe pa
na kata. Rí bá na kọ́pọ́ na kata.
Ẹ̀kẹ́ ta ya bá ṣàdá.
Bá sapa na kala bó ṣàtà
ya bá. Bá ya bá kata na ya bá.
Aha, aha.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, 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 bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Aha,
bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Open your mouth and begin to pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Sister, say this after me loud and clear. Oh God, arise. My home change.
Keep on idile mi o yi pada.
Can I hear the sister shouting this
loud?
I'm sure the sisters can shout it loud. Brothers, shout it loud and sisters. Everybody together.
Thank you. lorúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Open your mouth and pray the second time. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorúkọ Jésù
la gbàdúrà. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorúkọ Jésù.
with all kinds of blessings.
Ẹ súre fún ayé yín pẹ̀lú oríṣiríṣi ìbùkún.